All right, my name is Calvin Corelli. I am the founder and CEO of Simplero, here to teach you information marketing fundamentals so that you can have an incredibly successful info business very simply. And today I'm going to talk about how to generate leads, specifically using a lead magnet. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about the flow, right? So we're taking customers through a journey. Some people call this the customer value journey. And the first thing that needs to happen is that they need to be aware of you, right? They need to become aware of you. So you go out and you find them somewhere, and we can talk about traffic sources and where you find those people, essentially. And then they're going to engage with your content. Then at some point, they're going to give you their contact information. They're going to give you permission to contact them via email, or it could be via like a chatbot or something else like that. But they give you permission to contact them when you want to. That's really critical. And this is where your lead magnet comes in. Then the next thing that happens is that they buy something from you. They convert to becoming a customer. Yay. Now, that means we've now separated buyers from non-buyers. There are people who are going to be freeloaders who are just going to always be interested in consuming your free content. They're never going to buy anything. Once someone has bought something, they're a buyer, and they're likely to want to buy something else. Okay, so now we can take them from buyer to, like, hopefully then we're going to deliver and over-deliver so that they get really, really excited. And then we're going to ascend them through our funnels, right? So we can offer more and more expensive products. So remember how in the beginning I was saying, start with the biggest result that you can provide for people who have money to pay you, right? So all of this kind of comes in at a later stage, right? So initially you want to have just that one product that costs like $2,000 or $5,000 or maybe $1,000, whatever it is. And don't worry about lower priced products. We'll add those later. But what we do want to do is we want to generate prospects. We want to generate leads. So keep that in mind. But basically, we take them through this journey from awareness to engagement to subscription, to, you know, offering their contact information, to converting, buying stuff, to getting really excited about your stuff, to then ascending through your different offers, to then like sharing with your friends about it, to then maybe becoming an actual affiliate partner, a promotion partner for you on a more systematic ongoing basis, okay? So that's the basic customer journey that we're taking people through. The lead magnet is there to accomplish the step of getting people to give you their contact information, their email address, typically. And so a lead magnet is designed for that specific purpose. It's not just any old piece of content. So if you've never heard the term lead magnet before, what it is, it's basically you saying, hey, I'll give you this if you give me your contact information and the permission to contact you, right? I'll give you this PDF or this video or a call or an audio or something, usually digital piece of content, right? If you will just give me your contact information so that I can follow up with you. That's the lead magnet. And so the ideal lead magnet solves a pain or frustration that your ideal customer has. It solves a pain point that your ideal customer has, and only your ideal customer, right? Part of this whole game is that we want to repel people who are not ideal customers, right? We want to repel people who are never going to be happy with us. And that can be in terms of they don't have the finances, or it can just be in terms of like being a kind of person that we don't enjoy working with. So it's helpful to put a lot of your personality out there, because then you get like the people who really jive with you, and you don't get all the people who don't jive with you, right? So it's okay. Like, we want to repel as much as we want to attract. And it's kind of the more you do one, the more you end up doing the other. You can't really, like, if you're for everybody, you're just bland and everybody gets bored, right? Really quickly. So put that out there. Get really clear on who you're for and who you are and what you stand for. And so you put that, The lead magnet is again, the frustration that your ideal customer has that only your ideal customer has. And if you want to like take it up even more and more higher notch and do like a ninja move on it, then you have some of the, remember how we talked about the away from and towards kind of model? Maybe there's something that you can give them in your lead magnet that drives them up to that point where they're perfectly ready for what it is that you have to offer, right? So that would be a perfect lead magnet. So for example, like in our case with Simplero, we offer a all-in-one integrated platform for information marketing businesses. So we simplify your life as this business owner. We make it a lot easier to get off the ground and keep growing your business because you don't need to worry about all the tech hassles and like mastering 7 different tools and all of that garbage, right? So what would be an ideal lead magnet is might be something that helps people, if we're looking at people who are starting out, it's something that really helps people give a complete blueprint, a clear blueprint of their company and their business, how they want to launch it and how they want to start it, so that now they're ready to just jump onto Simplero and build it all out and they're going to be super successful, right? That could be a killer lead magnet for us. Another one could be if we want to attract people who are frustrated with like 7-8 different tools and now they want to we want to capture them to help them get, you know, move their stuff onto Simplero. Well, we could do one that talks about, helps them get an overview of everything that they have and get an idea of how they could start to simplify all of this and a process for moving it. Like, that would be sort of after a bonus of how to move it into, effectively move it into an all-in-one Simplero as the integrated platform, right? You want to do that, you know, kind of carefully. People are scared about that process of moving, even though it's pretty straightforward and we got people who can handle it. It's still something that's just emotionally, it's uncomfortable. It's scary. It's people aren't familiar with that, right? So something that really addresses the pain point around having all these different tools and helps them get clarity around that without pitching them on the product. We're just saying, hey, let's help you solve that process, that pain. And by the way, if you want to use Simplero for this, here's how you go about doing that, right? So those are examples of lead magnets that we could do for our business. So think through for your business, what would be the perfect lead magnet for you? And so let's talk really briefly about format, right? The easiest, simplest lead magnets are short PDFs, right? Like 5 pages with like one key step on each page or one key sort of insight on each page. And then a page in the beginning that just introduces you and builds some authority and some credibility, and a page at the end that guides people to the next step, right? You always, 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 always want to have a clear next step for people to take. What is the call to action here that you want them to take? Okay. And so, a checklist works really, really well. Just basically like one page or a checklist with, again, like a cover page and like an authority credibility page and then a call to action page at the end. Keep it super duper simple, right? Like, you know, people want to give away so much value and they give a whole ebook away and nobody has time to read that, right? So if you take just one page from the appendix of your ebook that happens to be a checklist and you give that away, you're going to see way, way better results from your lead magnet than if you did a big, you know, the whole ebook. It's crazy, but that's how it is. We're all busy. We don't have time. We just want that pain solved. We just want that hit, right? Of something that adds value to our lives quickly. Now, next, we're going to talk about traffic sources, how to generate traffic for your lead magnet. And then we're going to talk about what happens after the lead magnet. So that's coming up in the next video. Thank you so much for watching. I appreciate you very much. Be well. Bye.